be some kind of first talk, introductory talk to fix, I mean, the world, the notations, basic objects. So what we want to do, main purpose, main objective, understand the nature or structure of A1 entropy shield, which I will define, give you the definition, for spaces X over a base field. So in this lecture, K will be a fixed field. Okay, for all the lecture, we'll work basically only over a base field. And at some point, I will use a technical result from Gabber, which only occurs over a field. So there is no chance, and in fact it is known, there is no chance that what I will say can be true over a marginal base. It's known to be false, in fact, for a two-dimensional base. Okay, so it's really important to work over a commutative field. So as main, well, consequence from the algebraic topology point of view is the Ruvitch theorem, the analog. So and also some computation. So this can be raised. So this is a more or less formal consequence, but which has a lot of interesting consequences from the homotopy point of view. And in concrete ways, one of the main known consequence is the computation for any integer n bigger or equal to 2 of the set of homotopy classes of maps in the A1 homotopy category over K from smash power of P1, the Riemann sphere, the projective line, by itself to itself. So this is the set of pointed or base point free. It's the same in that case. And this is the Grothendieck-Witt ring, sorry, of the base field K. And I insist, so I had for a while a stable version of that. And I always assume that K was of characteristic not 2. And in this computation, this is true over any field, absolutely any field, no assumption. And Grothendieck-Witt ring means, in that case, a group completion of the commutative monoid of non-degenerate bilinear symmetric, maybe the other way, symmetric bilinear forms over K. So finite dimension vector space V over K, endowed with a symmetric bilinear non-degenerate form V cross V to K. Okay, so the correct answer uses. So this is the correct object, symmetric non-degenerate bilinear forms and not quadratic forms in any characteristic. Okay. So because for a while I was using quadratic forms, but in fact, as it is known in characteristic 2, these two objects are different, and the correct notion to be used here is that one, which is in fact considered by was considered by Milner a long time ago. In this book, Milner-Husmuller, they are really treating the case of fields of characteristic 2 using symmetric bilinear forms. Okay. so this will be the main computation, but I will also give a bunch of applications related to, so this will be at the end. For instance, construction of transfers or reconstruction of transfers. So what I mean is that in the first part, so mostly all the lecture, I will never use any transfer, even in Milnor K-theory or Milnor VIT and so on. So as a consequence of this, so it's possible to define all this and to do this computation without using any transfer. Okay. So as it is known, a construction of transfer is something complicated in Milnor K-theory. So here we will avoid the construction of transfers in the use of transfer, and as a consequence, at the end, we can give another definition. also some, I will probably give the application to obstruction theory. To split off trivial bundles from vector bundles. So for instance, trivial line bundles from algebraic vector bundles. So this computation can be used to produce an explicit, so with more work, using some work by Lindell, which generalized the work by Suslin and Quillen on the Serre problem for vector bundles over regular rings, smooth rings. One can combine these two works, this and this computation, to produce an explicit obstruction theory to split off a trivial line bundle from a rank M vector bundle over a smooth ring over K of dimension N. There is an explicit, like the Euler class in topology. And I will also sketch at the end, it will depend on amount of time is left, some perspective using just the first homotopy sheave of the list, which I find rather interesting from a geometric point of view. Application of the fundamental A1 group, the theory of A1 covering. So there is an analog of the theory of covering. There is also the notion of A1 universal covering and so on. And potential. Well, I will basically give an example of computations, but in my mind, there are potential applications to a surgery approach to classify a smooth A1 connected, so with pi zero trivial productive variety over K. Okay, and as we know in topology, the fundamental group plays a very important role, and so my slogan will be that this group, this sheaf, should play a very important role, as important as a usual fundamental group in topology, in this area. And this, so I will explain this as a different nature. It's something orthogonal to the Étale fundamental group. It's really something combinatoric. So we'll talk about this at the end of the lecture. So here's a tentative plan. So today I will give some recollection on A1 homotopy theory. Yeah, I should insist that this lecture is all about unstable A1 homotopy theory, so there will be nothing about stable homotopy theory. Really something related to unstable homotopy theory. So I will basically give the definitions, recall some facts, and fix the notation. I will not give a detailed account on this, and I guess that Rick Jardin maybe reached this in your previous lecture, no? Simplified precision?
Almost.
Okay. Okay. So the basic reference are the paper with Voivodsky in IHS. But this is in the general case of a general base, and I also wrote some introductory, lecture, so in Trieste proceeding. So I wrote something like introduction to A1 on multiplicity, and this is proceeding of Trieste. I think it's available on my web page if you want. So now the second step towards, so we want to understand this sheep, so in some sense this first part will allow us to define this object, but the definition will be quite abstract. Okay, just saying, well, we take the sheaf associated to something. So the idea is to understand something to be able to compute these sheaves. And here is one of the technical parts related to the notion of anaramified sheaves. On the category of smooth variety over K, and construction of, so explicit construction of these sheaves without transfers, and Minnow-Witt K series. So this is one of the technical parts, but in some sense, it's preparatory, so in some sense it's not directly related to this, so these two parts are independent, but using these two parts, the third part will be able to say something on one of the sheaves. So our main objective will be reached there, and A1 homology. So I will introduce a version of A1 homology, which is more naive than Suslin homology, but which is related to it. And then we'll be able to find, to do this computation here, and prove the Urevich theorem, and so on. So fourth part will be some application, computations and applications. And the fifth part, I will deal with a low dimension case. So basically, pi 0, what can we say about pi 0 and pi 1? And actually, these two cases are going to be very interesting. Even the pi 0 is something which is absolutely non-trivial. And so in some sense, everything is more or less well understood for pi n, n bigger or equal to 1, but for the pi 0, there are still a lot of open questions. for instance, to compute the pi 0 of a smooth surface is something very complicated. For K3 surfaces, for instance, for surfaces of general types, it's not known. So rational smooth projective surfaces are zero collected, so the pi 0 is trivial, and the pi 1 plays an important role. So I will reach this computation at the end and try to explain my slogan about surgery approach. So here's the attempt, and as you notice, there are, well, five tentative lectures, and for six actual lectures, so there will be some flexibility. I do not mean that I will definitely finish this today. Okay, and let me start. So, first part. So K will be a fixed field. Commutative field. Smooth K, SMK, will denote the category of smooth, and for technical reasons, it's sometimes useful to assume they are quasi-projective schemes, and we'll simply say smooth k variety for such an object, but which is assumed to be irreducible. Smooth quasi-productive K scheme. So a pre-shift, so I will give a bunch of definitions here just to fix the notations, notions and definitions. A pre-shift of sets on smooth K, that category, is just a functor from the opposite category, so let's say F, to the category of sets, just a functor, which assigns to a smooth variety a set, and to a morphism, K morphism of smooth, smooth schemes, a map. Okay. So here comes an important definition. So a commutative square in the category smooth K of the form, so it's a commutative square in the category of smooth K scheme. Is said to be distinguished square if the following conditions occur. So first, F is étale. I is an open immersion. So I will usually denote this way an open immersion with a round, and with a bar for a closed immersion, it's open immersion. W, this diagram is just the inverse image of U, so F. So it's a Cartesian square of schemes. And last condition, so if you take the complement, so U is an open subscheme in X, take the complement closed set, you put the reduced structure on that, there is a canonical reduced structure on that closed set, which turns it into a scheme, a closed subscheme of X, and you take, so it's there, and you take the inverse image, scheme theoretical inverse image through F, and it is isomorphic. So, which means that F minus 1 of X minus U is a closed subset. Now I put the reduced structure, I pull it back, so as a scheme to V, to F, is a canonical morphism, and this is an isomorphism. Isomorphism of schemes. So it's not just an homomorphism of closed subsets, it's really an isomorphism of schemes with the reduced, here the reduced structure and the pullback structure. Okay, so this is very important. It implies a lot as far as, for instance, residue fields of points in the complement are concerned. Okay, it's very important. It means that if you take a point in the complement here, you put it back there, the residue field of that point here or here is the same. Okay, though F is a étale morphism, so something very important. So I will give example of this distinguished squares. So there are two basic examples. So the Meyer Witteris squares means the case where F itself is an open immersion. If F is an open immersion, which is an etalomorphism, then the conditions to be, so which means V is also an open subscheme in X, the condition means nothing but the fact that X is the union of U and V. And is distinguished exactly when X is the union of U and V and W is the intersection. Okay, so these are called Meyer-Witteris squares. So now, as usually people are asking for an example of such a square which is not of this type. So here's the smallest example of two distinguished square which is not of this type. So let K into L be, so of course if K is algebraically closed, one has to think a bit further, but there are in general always distinguished squares over any field or anything which are not of this type. Let K to L be a finite separable field extension, so as we know, there is a primitive element in this extension, so X a primitive element, which means a generator of L over K. So from X, so to say that L is generated by X over K means that L is a quotient of the polynomial ring by the minimal polynom of X, small x. And this writing gives you a closed immersion. Maybe you should write it slightly down. Spec L to the affine line over K. The affine line over K is the spectrum of the polynomial ring in one variable over K. Okay. So X, to say let X be a generator, exactly gives you let X be a closed immersion. Now there is an obvious etal morphism from the affine line over K, from the affine line over L to the affine line over K, which is induced by extension of scalar from K to L. So this is the morphism of smooth varieties, schemes, induced from the inclusion of polynomial ring. And this is etal, because L is a finite separable extension of K. So we are, maybe if I want to fit with my the ordering, I want to find an open subscheme here, and this will be related to the complement of spec L. So let us consider U to be the complement. So U is the open complement in A1 over K of that closed point. So this is not, not yet an example. Why? Because from the condition, you know that so the complement closed subscheme with the reduced induced structure is exactly spec L. So you should take the pullback, and you should get exactly as a scheme spec L. So in general, it's not true. If you pull back this closed immersion through this etal morphism, what you get here is the spectrum of the tensor product of L and L by itself over K. And as you know, this splits as so this is an etal scheme, finite etal scheme over K, and this etal algebra splits as a product of finite field extensions over K. But amongst these finite field extensions, there is at least a canonical copy of L, because in the product induces morphisms from L tensor L to K, which is subjective. It is a morphism of L algebra, whatever sense. So this means that you can write this product as L cross something else, which means that, so in other words, so this product here gives you a section here. Okay, so it corresponds to the, this is the canonical morphism, the diagonal morphism from spec L to spec L and to the coefficient here, and this provides a section. Okay, it's the same thing. So these schemes can be written as spec L, disjoint union, finite etal subscheme of A1 over L. Let me write it F. Then I remove F from there. Okay, now. So the same picture now, but by removing. So this shows that in general, because of this F, the condition is not satisfied. So, but if you remove F, it's satisfied. So we have this. We have A1 K minus X, open subset. Then you consider V. This is the U, and V will be A1 over L minus F, that F. So in particular, the pullback of spec L, close spec L here, through this morphism, now is spec L, because you remove F. And this shows that the condition is satisfied. So if I write W, the pullback of U. And W now is A1 over L minus the old stuff, minus spec L minus F. So this is standard example of distinguished square, okay, which is not of this type, by auditories. Okay, this is really an etal field. It's not an open immersion. This construction will show up again at the end of the lecture in relation to the construction of transfers, as I told you. I mean, this construction is related to constructing transfers for that field extension K to L. Okay, we'll use this at the end. So now we want to do some homotopy theory. We need the notion of spaces. Let me give a definition. So this is either a definition or a theorem, if you know the notion which I will use, or you can consider this just as a definition. The prefix of sets F on smooth K is called a sheaf of sets in the Nifnewicz topology . So what I mean is that there is a notion of Nifnewicz topology, which is not exactly what I will write, and it's a theorem to prove that the two notions coincide, but it's shorter to take this one as a definition, and this is basically the only thing we would use, in fact. Okay. So I don't think it's important to recall the other stuff. If for any distinguished square star, any, the map of sets from F evaluated on X. So when you have such a commutative square, remember that F reverses the sense of arrows. So you can map F of X to F of U to F of V, and the composition to F of W are the same, so there is a canonical map to the fiber product in the category of sets. And this is a bijection. For any disjoint square, this obvious map is a bijection. observation again. So remark, if one only uses in the definition here distinguished squares which are Mayer-Vittori squares, then one gets the notion of sheaf in the Zariski topology. So if one uses in this definition only Mayer-Vittori squares, one gets Zariski sheaves. Notion of sheaf of sets on a smooth K in the Zariski topology. So this form a category by considering natural transformations between presheaves as morphisms. Let me write this. Maybe an example and then a picture. So an example, important example of such sheaves. If X is a smooth scheme, then the pre-sheaf, so F index X, so this is provisory notation from okay, up to sets which takes u to the set of morphism of k schemes from u to x. So x is fixed, then u run over the category of smooth k schemes. And this is an example of pre-sheaves of sets, and this is a sheaf in the Nisnevich topology. So this uses, so this is proven, for instance, in Min's book in the very beginning, and this uses a flat descent. In fact, it's a shift in the flat topology, in the Etal topology, if you want, but we'll only use this. So in particular, this construction, now, so here x was fixed, but now for each x there is such a shift fx, so we get a functor from. And this time the functor is covariant from the category of smooth K schemes to the category of sheaves. Oh, not enough room. Sorry. This construction provides a functor from category of smooth K schemes to the category of sheaves of set in the Nisnevich topology, which I denote this way, sheaves in the Nisnevich topology on that category, which takes x to f index x here. And this functor is full embedding, fully faithful embedding. This is embedding. So which means that we may consider the category here as a subcategory, full subcategory of that category here. And the reason is just to check that natural transformation between these functors with x to another functor of the same type with some smooth casking y is the same thing as morphisms from x to y, but this is a very easy lemma, category theory. Known, I don't know exactly why, as the Yoneda lemma. Okay, so it's, Let me draw the following picture. So we have, and usually, so once we have observed this property, that this is a full embedding, usually by use of notation, we'll just denote this functor, this sheaf, just x. We identify x with the associated sheaf. using this construction. So we have the following picture. So our category of smooth cast schemes, quasi-projective. And here we have the category of pre-sheaves, of sets, on smooth care. So just the category of functor from the opposite category to sets. And inside, we have the category of Zariski sheaves. It's bigger. So just satisfying this condition for Meyer-Vettori squares. And it's bigger because you see there are less conditions to satisfy. Okay, a sheaf in the Nisnevich topology in particular is a Zariski sheaf. But for Zariski, you have less distinguished squares, so the category is bigger. And here you have category of sheaves in the Nisnevich topology. And in fact, if you knew the definition, you can also put here, but I don't want to define it, category of sheaves in the Eppal topology. So sheaves in the Eppal topology is a sheaf in the Nisnevich topology, but you have more conditions. But I don't know exactly if I will use this. Okay, maybe just for some remarks. So we have this sequence of inclusion, and everything here, every inclusion is a full embedding. That category can be considered as a full subcategory there, and also there, and also there. Okay. So now, to do homotopy theory, well, there are several ways to do this, but let me do it the following way. Let's talk about stokes of a pre-sheaf at a point. So let x, so little x in capital X, be a point, so any point, not necessarily a closed point, any point of a smooth cast scheme. A Nisnevich neighborhood of X is a pair, consisting of an Eppal morphism from V to X and a point in V with residue field, well, let me, such that so F is Eppal. So there are several variants. So here, to be on the safe side, we may assume that V is irreducible. It's not necessary, but it's convenient. One may also require that V is in fact affine, if you want. Affine irreducible, such that the inverse image as a set. So X is a point in X here. So you can take the just set theoretical image, or the set of all points in V which match to X, and that set is just a set with one element consisting of Y, and moreover, the induced residue field extension from kappa of X to kappa of Y is an isomorphism. So kappa of a point is the residue field. Okay, so the quotient of the local ring of X at X modulo the maximal ideal. So each time you have this situation, Y maps to X, you get an induced residue field extension, and this should be an isomorphism. So if X were closed there, that would give you, if you take the complement of X there, that would give you back to the situation there, that would give you a distinguished square. So the point that if you assume be irreducible with that condition, that category, so you can take, you can define a morphism of neighborhood, Nisnevich neighborhood, to be just a commutative triangle. If you have W mapping to X, another neighborhood, and then a morphism is just a morphism from W to V, which makes everything commutative. And in fact, with all the conditions there, if there is such a morphism, there is only one. So this is a left filtering category that corresponds to an ordered set. Then, if one takes a prefix of set and a point, one defines the stock of S at X. So this is a bit of abuse of notation because this really depends on X inside a given smooth skin, okay, to be the collimit on the category of all Nisnevich neighborhoods of X. So short this way of F evaluated on V. So if you do the same thing, so there is of course the notion, same notion in the Zariski topology. What is this? Zariski neighborhood of X is such a situation with F an open immersion, which means nothing but to say that V should be an open neighborhood of X in X. Okay? And then if you take the same collimits, then you will get the stock in the Zariski topology. So it's just natural generalization to that case. And you have also an analog definition for the Etal topology. This is called the stock of F at X. Let me remind you, so this would be important, the inclusion, I forgot to say that, the full embedding from sheaves in the Nisnevich topology to pre-sheaves admits a left adjoint, pre-sheaves. Left adjoint, usually denoted by A. So this is a mystery. I mean, do you know, Rick, why it is denoted by A, small a?
That's not the notation I would use.
Yeah, but it's the notation in SGA, for instance. I think L composed with L, yeah? Oh, yeah, okay, good. And why L? Because they are using L.
L for left and A for left.
Okay, okay. Okay. left adjoint, so it is usually denoted by A, and if you want to be precise, you put the topology here. If you use several distinct topology from the category of pre-sheaves to the category of sheaves. And the same exists for Zariski topology, eta, and so on. What? In some sense, yeah. Oh, yeah. Never thought about this. Don't know. Can you? No? Okay. Yeah, but did you try to? I mean, and yeah. Yeah, it would be. Yeah. That's tricky, yeah. Okay. Still need the theory of sheaves. Yeah. Fortunately. Some examples of stocks if you take for F the affine line, so the sheaf represented by F. So yeah, so what I wanted to say here, then it's easy, so exercise. If you take a pre-sheaf F and you sheafify, then it's stock at the point, I mean, there is a natural map, is the same as the stock of the pre-sheaf. the reason why I wanted to talk about this. But now this is a sheaf. So for any smooth K scheme X, and this is just a set of morphism over K from X to A1, which is in other words nothing but the ring, which is a stretch of ring pre-sheaf, which is a ring of regular function on X. Okay. And the stalk of that sheaf at point X is denoted by, well, it is either a notation or a theorem, again, initialization of the local ring of small x in X. So it's actually initialization of, so it is either a notation, or if you know what means initialization of a local ring, then you can put it this way, and then it is a theorem, but I don't want to spend time on that. Initialization of the local ring. So this is the usual local ring of the scheme capital X at the point X. And so, which means that there is a morphism of local rings, which induces isomorphism on residue field. Such that this is an Enfeldian ring, I will just recall what it means, and this is a universal such morphism. So any morphism which is this property to another ring will factor through this one. This is the smallest local ring with the same residue field, with which it maps with the same residue field and with the property of being Enfeldian. And what means to be Enfeldian? So a local ring A is Enfeldian. If, so there are several equivalent conditions, for any monic polynomial P with coefficient in A, and which splits, factorization of the reduction of P in the residue field. Okay, this is K of kappa of A, the residue field of A, bracket X. So if you can write P bar as a product of Q times R of two prime together monic polynomials, then you can lift this expression. This Q R prime and monic, you can always manage it, but and monic, then they exist in A bracket X, the lifting of the factorization. I will write it shortly this way. A lifting. So P is Q0 times R0, which means that Q0, R0 are monic polynomial with coefficient in A, whose reduction are exactly Q and R. Okay? And an equivalent condition is to say that any, so of this property, any A algebra B, which is a finite type A module, splits as a product of finitely many local rings. It's equivalent, and as a consequence, all of these are also Enfeldian, and so on. But, okay, for the moment, I will recall if I need more properties. Scalar of sheaves in the Nisnevich topology is a topos, so I will not write what it means, but that category has shares a lot of properties, category of sheaves. In particular, it has all limits, categorical limits, product, arbitrary product, equalizer, and colimits. So for the limit, it's quite clear. I mean, just take a family or a diagram of sheaves, and you compute the limit in the category of pre-sheaves, and you just observe this is also a sheaf. But for colimits, it's a little bit more tricky. You compute the colimit of the diagram in the category of pre-sheaves, and then you need to take the associated sheaf. It's not in general sheaf, but it's general fact. And also, so in fact, there are a lot of other property. It's topos. And in topos, you have notion of subjective or epimorphism and injective morphism. And one easy way to define it, so as a definition or a theorem, again, is the following. So if F is a morphism of sheaves in that category, then F is an isomorphism of sheaves respectfully subjective or epimorphism. Respectfully monomorphism if and only if for any point the induced map on Stokes is at the same property. Is a bijection and respectfully subjective injective. But it's a way to define it if you don't know this notion. Injective morphism of sheaves is just something which is injective on each stalk. So it's an easy way to compute. To illustrate this construction, here is an important example of colimits and computation, which justifies a bit the choice of the Nisnevich topology as opposed to the Zariski topology. Example, if you take a distinguished square is distinguished then it is co-Cartesian. So then X is isomorphic to the colimit of the diagram obtained by removing X. Which means X is the amalgamate sum of U and V over W. Or in concrete terms, it means that to give a morphism of sheaves from X to any sheaf F is the same thing as to give a morphism from U, so a section of F over U, a section over V, which coincides over W. Okay, so this is a more or less tautological, but it is true. And as a consequence, the induced map on the quotient, so I'm using here that one can compute all the colimits, and I take as colimits the quotient of V modulo W, which means in the category of sheaf of sets, I collapse W to a point. Okay, so it's not a quotient in a funny sense, it's just a quotient, you collapse W to a point, and there exists an induced morphism to X over U, and this is an isomorphism of sheaves. And an example of that situation is that if X is a rational point of a smooth scheme X, okay, then you can, so what is the definition of being smooth? So it means that so you have X mapping to X, but it means that there exists an open neighborhood of X, of the point X in capital X, U, which is which maps through an Étale morphism to the affine space. This is the definition of being smooth. There exists some N, and this is an Étale morphism. F is Étale. But because this is the field K, this, the image here is automatically a rational point here. In fact, you can manage to make the composition zero. So this is a zero point in the affine space. So this is because I use rational points, general. Okay, but then this is exactly the situation of distinguished square. You have a closed point here, okay, and you have a closed point here. So after removing, so you take the inverse image of zero here, it will be a union of that point and something else, finite copies of points. And then you remove it in U, so up to shrinking a little bit further U, you get an open neighborhood omega of X, which maps to an etalomorphism here, and then this is a Nisnevich neighborhood of zero. And using this, and this here, taking the complement of the point, what you get is that X modulo X minus the closed point X, so small x, is isomorphic, so it's not a canonical isomorphism, it depends on the choice of this. So there is a, well, something there, but there is an isomorphism of the shift of sets x with x minus x collapse to a point and am over k modulo an minus 0. So which means that in the Nisnevich topology, any smooth scheme around a rational point looks like the affine space. And this you cannot do if you use only the Zariski topology. And this is one of the main reasons why we choose really the Nisnevich topology as opposed to the Zariski topology. This is very important in topology if you want to relate homotopy theory to smooth variety, to algebraic topology. You need this kind of fact. Okay, so locally in the Nisnevich topology, a smooth scheme looks like really an affine space. Okay, if you want to perform, for instance, the Tom Pontryagin construction, this is a first example. And you really need this. Okay. Maybe I say a few words more about simplicial sheaves, which will be the category of spaces. So the lecture is supposed to be 1 hour. So I'm almost done. I'll just give one more definition, and I will define the homotopy category next time, and homotopy sheaves. So this extra structure, I mean, one could work with that category and do homotopy theory, but for technical reason, I mean, this object naturally appear, and it's quite convenient. So recall that delta is the category with objects all sets of the form for each natural number. You write n underline the set, the ordered set 0 up to n with n plus 1 points. Is an ordered set, usual ordering, and with morphisms order preserving maps. Okay, and as main examples, I recall you that if take a point in n plus 1, there exists a unique map, the upper index I from n underline to n plus 1 underline, which is injective, so ordered, injective, and which avoids I. So injective, this is a unique injective map which avoids I. And if you take I in n minus 1, this is a unique. So it's called a coface, and there exists a unique S upper index I from n to n minus 1 underline, surjective, so order preserving, surjective, and which takes twice the value I, takes twice the value I. And it's well known, so simplicial object in a category C is a functor from the opposite category to C. This is a definition, but it's well known, so I guess that this you have done, that such an object can be in concrete terms described using just the image of these morphisms. So this is the same thing as to give for any, so x dot, for any integer you have an object in C, and for any I you have, so remember that we reverse the sense of arrows here, you have the image of G upper I, which is denoted by G lower I, the I-th face, and the I-th degeneracy. Satisfying some well-known relations, which can be understood from the definition here. So what we'll do the next time is to define some, well, I will be faster, to define some model category structure on the category of simplicial sheaves in the Nisnevich topology. And simplicial sheaves will be called spaces, just spaces over the base field K. Okay? And we do this homotopy construction, and then we start to study the homotopy sheaves. So thank you very much.